Catching fish is good, very fun.
What business? They haven't got any business. They must do all these things. They are not, that is the defect of the modern police. Keeping all men in darkness.
Does that mean that the people who catch does that mean the people who catch the fish have to also become a fish?
Oh yes. Will become fish. That is not now. How the migration of the transmigration of the soul is going on. We cannot explain. Where from the trees are coming, where from the trees are coming. Everything in darkness. And this civilization, dark civilization is going on. In the name of civilization. They cannot explain what is death, what is next life. Sometimes they say it is nature, but how nature is working, that is not known. Arda, Mura, Tamijana, Mamiva, Parama. Bars and peace, they are also catching peace.
Yes.
And they are also catching. So where is the difference? What is the difference about this nice human body and acting like bars and beasts? And they are kept in darkness. There is no enlightenment. This is the modern thing. What is the smell?
The sugar up there, I don't think it would be there.
The decomposed thing and the this is not good here.
This time,
the bird,
two goats.
Yeah. And he has got his human body, he also. He does not know that he has got other business.
In the school, the students say, why not eat fish? Jesus was passing out fish in the Bible, and we all catch fish. We like to catch fish. And then we tell them about meat. So they think that we are losing a great pleasure that we cannot eat meat.
That you will be very merry, that's all right. But do you want to stop this merry affairs all of a sudden? Ask them what they will do.
What if they know we don't want to stop?
Then the nature will stop it. What you are going to arrange for that?
They said, we don't know what will happen after, so we'll just enjoy and have fun now, as much as possible.
So why you come to school? Why don't you play all day?
Because we need to get a good job so we can get money.
Thinking of future? Why do you say? Now you are thinking of future. That is ignorance. But they do not know what is future like. They are thinking of future, that's a fact. But because they are kept into darkness, our future light, they bring on this irresponsible world.
But nowadays, people usually only go to school because the law requires it. And then at the age of...
laws require it, that are not required. They are going to school with some future hope. So every sane man should think of future. But because they are kept into darkness, they are all insane. They do not know what is the future of life. That is the depression. Everyone is thinking for future. But he does not know what is future after death. That is it. And Bhagavad Gita begins that as the child has future, the boy has future, the young man has future, similarly the old man has also future. So that they do not. That is their ignorance.
Well, a lot of them will accept, yes, there is future after death, but...
That he does not know what is that future.
Oh, yeah, we still don't know that.
Many of them say, we cannot prove there is a new life after death.
Yes, this is true. They say the boy is there and the father is there. The boy is going to be father. This is future. Both of them are there. The boy is also going to be the father. And the father is going to be the grandfather. Why there is no future? So that's because we do not know, say that. But there is future. How we can stop? The boy is going to be the father is going to be the grandfather. This is future.
But then he dies and they cannot see any future after
this. Your seeing has no power. This is no argument. I cannot see. I cannot see the other side. That doesn't mean there is nothing. This is all the self. He has become authority. I want to see. What you can see? Now this is Indian Ocean. There is other side. There is India and other island. But you cannot see. Does it mean there is nothing? So, these are foolish questions. Because they are rascals, they put such questions and answers. That is the proof that they are rascals. They are simply taking authority to his little vision. That's all. What is your vision? Why don't you see what is the other side? But does it mean there is nothing? Because you cannot see. When one says, I cannot see, that means he is rascal number one. He is believing so much upon his feet. He does not know that he is most insignificant person. So there is no value of his thing. That he does not. Therefore he is a rascal. Is it not? He is believing his eyes so greatly that I cannot see. And what is the value of your seeing? What you can see?
But there are so many people who come to us and say, well, we can see. There are so many people who come to us and say, we can see. But we don't believe they can see.
What they can see? You can see? But you,
we don't think anyone can see.
No? Nobody can see. Therefore, Vedas say, your seeing should be through the book of knowledge. That is seeing. Not with your disrespectful eyes. But it is well of disrespectful. We know that there is, through books, through geography, we know that the other side is India. But not by seeing with his eyes, or by touching it, or smelling it. The senses are useless. But they, these rascals depend on the senses, sense person. Therefore they are rascals. The imperfect sense perception, they believe too much. Therefore they are rascals. They do not know the value of sense perception. Mura. Pashyati jnana chakshu. That is seeing. Jnana chakshu. By the eyes of knowledge. Not by the imperfect sense. Answers for the future. Why do they keep them dwelling? Thinking of future. Why they make insurance? Why they make hospital insurance? Everyone is thinking. But because he is rascal, he is thinking simply for this span of life. Tathāde hāntara prāsī. Again you have to accept another body. That's it. So let's go. Simply calculating this.
So, we accept that, but we, in the next life, we have a new future. This life, we have this future, in the next
in
life...
future, suppose we become one. Oscar. And then is a very good picture. You see, what is called the crab?
Crab, yes.
Hello. Then I was how to defend, how to eat, how to. Do you like that duck, right?
Well, I don't like it now, but if I was a crab, I might like it.
Become a crab, that's how. This is a color. This is kingdom. You don't like it, but when I become crab, I like it. Hey, that is my ass covered. Otherwise, he cannot live. If the crab thinks that I was king in my past life, then I become a person. Therefore, he forgets. That is a concession of to forget whatever. It's like here, they try to forget by drinking, intoxication. That kind of forgetfulness is also happiness for the rest of us. Nobody wants to be degraded. But if in degradation one forgets his past life, that kind of happiness is happiness, you can do it. This is for the fools. the God forget that he was the Prime Minister of that, and his statue is not being worshipped in the memorial hall, and he has become a God. This kind of happiness is happiness.
Well, all these things are relative anyway. So whether I'm a dog or a human being, it doesn't really make much difference because I'm still existing.
Still, don't want to become a dog when you are a human being.
But when I'm a dog, I wouldn't want to become a human being either.
Yeah, this is means happiness in ignorance. That is X. He is daring two tons of load, and if he is thinking I'm happy, right? Therefore they are called ass. Accepting this state as happy. Therefore they are called ass. That is the difference between ass and human.
I saw some asses in the university yesterday. Asses and monkeys. The one professor was working so hard he was almost crying because he had so many exams to knock. It was a very big burden on his mind.
Isn't it that if one is happy, then that's all that counts? Because happiness is also relative, so if I'm a monkey...
No, there is absolute happiness. You do not know that. You are meant for that, because you are a living being. But on account of your ash quality, you do not like to understand.
That's right. My parents used to tell me that nothing can be absolutely true because everything is really finer shades of yes.
He has no idea what he has to be true. He's in dark. He does not know that it is absolute word. This is native word.
They think that people who say there is absolute truth have not observed the other thoughts of other people, so they haven't seen everything.
That other thought, you know, everyone's thought. We know everyone's thought.
In the university newspaper I was reading, all the discussion is about things like homosexuality is all right or not all right.
Acha.
And
they did something.
Yes, big in the newspaper articles in the university. The homosexuals are campaigning for equal rights. And there's a big debate whether homosexuals are good or bad. All over the world there, homosexuals, and then also they're arguing over Palestine and Israel, and sometimes recently in Melbourne there was a fighting between people who support Israel and Palestine. All these arguments they have in the newspapers.
Even in Los Angeles they have a group of homosexuals who used to get harassed by people all the time. So now they've become a military group, and they carry weapons. And if anybody harasses them, they shoot them. They're called militant homosexuals.
Even in one high school here, they asked the question whether we accept homosexuals or not as students. And they said, I said, of course not, this is only a perversion. And they said, this is nature's way to stop overpopulation. This is nature's solution to impact overpopulation. Because there won't be any children. So much foolish.
And still there is.
It seems that step by step in the law courts and the judges, everyone is step by step accepting more and more degradation and making it legal, everything.
Even when a man commits first degree murder, he only gets 10 years jail. There are cases of people committing cold-blooded murder and only getting 10 years jail, and then after that getting out again, doing the same thing.
They think that this poor man who's psychologically disturbed has killed someone, so they give him 10 years in jail, then they say now he's rehabilitated, he has been very nice in the prison here, he's acting very nicely, so we want him to be happy. So we'll let him out on parole as long as he's good. Then we'll let him out. That's why we take your books to the prisons. Sometimes we have a contest to see who can distribute the most books in 3 days. When they were deciding who would go with Madhavita Swami to India, they had a contest to see who could distribute the most books and get the most Lakshmi at the same time. So they would collect much Lakshmi, then they would go out and give away books to the prisons and jails and hospitals, cases of books, and they put them in the libraries too. They agreed, otherwise they didn't give. They would ask them if they would use it, and they said yes. So in 3 days they distributed very, very many books.
Three.
Three. Excuse me?
The hospital.
Oh, yes. First they collected the money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Then they gave it away, yes, to the hospital and prisons. One boy collected in 1 day. He won the contest. He collected $750 in 1 day. Australian dollars. That's almost 1,000 US dollars. And I don't remember how many books, there's very, very many books he gave away also. Big books, hardbound books, Krishna books, Srimad Bhagavatam.
You are trying to start this one very well. It's very good. They are skeleton in ignorance. We are trying to learn. Reading book, did somebody come and get question?
Yes.
They received everyone letter from Friday.
Yes, sure, we do. I answer many of the letters when they come. Last week, just before we came over to Perth, one boy wrote a letter. He said, I cannot come to your temple, but I'm a student in Geelong. That's one city near Melbourne. And when I come to Melbourne, I always get a Back to Godhead magazine. So he said, how can I become a member of the Hare Krishna movement? So I wrote him a letter, and I told him about getting more books and chanting. And one man wrote us a letter from New Zealand, and he said, I have Srimad Bhagavatam part 1, 2, and 3. Can you please tell me how many other parts I can get, because I want to have them all. And in the schools, they have comparative religion courses, and they usually write us a letter saying, can you please tell us for our comparative religion class what you believe and what is behind your movement, and things like this. And if they're close enough, we usually go there, but we also write them and send them some literature. Everyone in the classes, I find in the schools, everyone is bored with their ideas, their teaching, and everyone has heard it all, and they're bored. But when they come, they become very interested. Just like one school, we had 1 hour, we showed the film, then we talked and answered questions for 1 hour, and then the bell rang, it was time for their next class. So the teacher said, students, shall we go to the next class or stay here? And they said, oh, we'll stay here. This is much better. So they stayed for 1 more hour. Their teaching is so broad that we hand out Mahaprasadam, and it's very interesting.
Go on. Pick up the podcast.
Usually in each class there is three or four students who are especially pious, and they come, they stay afterwards and ask many questions. We can also see that they are more affected by the understanding they receive.
This is all good. There's no traffic.
Yes.
All of our temples, they're receiving letters regularly from different persons who...
That's very good. It is not meant for masses. Only selected persons. My Guru Maharaj used to say, if I could make one person to be Krishna consciousness, then my mission will be successful. It is not for mass conversion. Only the fortunate they can. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by introducing Sanskrita, being a mass country, that's another person. and there is Sankirta, everyone drives. And by driving in that way, they become Buddha.
In Sydney, the city council once tried to stop us legally from chanting in the streets. First they arrested us 2 years ago, but then they spent many dollars of tax money to prepare a case for the court. And they didn't even tell us. They had the court session and the judge ruled that this Hare Krishna chanting in the street is good. It adds color to the city. The judge said, this adds color to the city, and it is not illegal. Why are they saying this is illegal? This is their right, and it makes the city more colorful. Actually,
nice job. God gave him sense.
But actually, many people like to see the chanting now. Usually, we go downtown. A big party on Friday and Saturday nights when we have late night shopping and movies. And many people clap and they dance a little bit, sometimes mocking, but they also, you can see they're affected. And usually if we stop in front of the cinema and chant there, 50 or more people, they just stop and they stare. And they can't think of anything else. They just watch. And watch and watch. They seem to be fascinated by it. Sound of Krishna's name.
There is natural tendency to hear artificially this talk. It's the seed of this talk.
That leads to the heart.
Unless he is too much sinful, it will let him in.
In Sydney, there was one teacher in a school, private school, for rich men's sons, very, very wealthy. And he's the head of general studies and the school chaplain, Christian. So one boy from the school became a devotee, although he still went to the school. And the discussion came up in class about what the Hare Krishna's belief. So he invited us to come.
The clergyman.
Yes, yes, chaplain, school chaplain. And he liked it so much. I remember he was taking notes, and he was smiling every time one point came up that he liked. So he asked us to come again the next week, and again. And then the next time, we went to 6 classes in one day. For about 2 months, he asked us again and again, and then to show the film. And he was always taking notes. And he would say, what was that again? Part and parcel? Yes, he was very sincere. Then one day he came to the temple on Sunday because I invited him. And he wanted to make sure that he wanted to find out the difference between us and Christianity. But he was convinced in the end that the main philosophy is the same point, the same purpose.
Yes.
And he ate a big plate of prasadam. He liked it very much. So he was saying that perhaps we can have some regular comparative religion course in the school. And in when we show the students, tell them about Hare Krishna movement as a study of our religion, as he calls it, our religion, they can come in a bus to the temple. The students will come in a bus and see how we chant and have some prasadam.
That is still going on?
Well, it hasn't started yet. This is the plan. This is the plan. But still, sometimes he hesitates because he has doubts. He gets in bad association, and then he begins to doubt a little bit, I think.
Do your duty.
Part of the street, I think. Yes, that is stone, yes. I think it's sandstone from the beach. Many politicians are afraid that Australia may be attacked by the communists. The politicians are saying that perhaps the communists will attack Australia also. Everyone is very much afraid of what can happen in the future because the United States is becoming weaker.
How they will become strong. When the minor students, they are discussing, that means they are having. Stamina is lost. How far they are created, it will be lost.
They all seem to think that spiritual life is something to think about, and something...
Not very important.
Yeah.
That is it.
They think it's not practical action. They think practical action is politics or some physical thing like the hospitals. Money.
means they have no idea of its spiritual identity. The idea is that the matter is important, but they do not know the matter is not important, but the spirit is in that is moving the matter. It is very easy to understand. Because the spirit soul is within this body, it is moving. But they cannot understand. Well said. What is that force which is moving this body? They do not consider. You understand?
The process. When people in the street hear Krishna's name, the chanting, or they get some literature, does that mean they will not take birth as an animal?
No. They'll get birth in good times. If they simply appreciate it, it's very nice. Then the next life, human life, you get it. Very nice family. Simply if you appreciate, yes, it is very nice, that's all. Then you'll get another chance.
Many people think the pictures are very nice as soon as they see them.
Anything they say nice, that means you get it. Next life. Or even in this life, we can take a minute. As soon as we read some pages, then it is there. Those who are inquiring, that means they're liking. Their life is guaranteed.
One man who joined us about Rath Yatra time last year was a solicitor. And he used to buy our books, but he never read them. But he would keep them on his bookshelf, and he used to always think, those are such beautiful books. He used to think like that. But he never got time
to read them.
Yes. He never got time to read it. But when he came...
But he keeps that book with appreciation. That makes his life sure. And sure. He immediately becomes in touch with God, who keeps the book with reverence and love. Immediately he becomes in touch with God. Because these books are representative of God. The